O come, Emmanuel. Every December at church services throughout the world, congregations come together and sing O come, Emmanuel as part of Advent services celebrating Christ's birth and his second coming. The soulful tune has become one of the Christmas holiday's most popular contemporary carols. And each year, when families and worshipers sing the song in unison, they are participating in a sacred tradition more than 1,200 years old. A Latin beginning. The hymn's origin officially dates all the way back to the 9th century, though some scholars speculate its beginnings are even older. Its lyrics are a paraphrasing of a historic Gregorian chant recited during Roman Catholic Church services leading up to the celebration of Christmas. The plain song chant meant to be sung in harmony is known as O Antiphons and is still used during Mass today. Centered around the celebration of Christ, each poetic stanza of O Antiphons relates to a biblical passage. The verses address God directly and honor his wisdom, power, and love. By the 1600s, the Latin text was being used in German churches thanks to the work of Jesuit hymnists who incorporated the series of chants into their services. A published 1710 edition became the first official documentation of the sacred text reaching Germany, and by the early 1800s, O Antiphons had become an integral part of the culture's worship music. Appearing in the Cologne hymnal Psalterium Cantionum Catholicarum, the first line of the last stanza of O Antiphons would stand out as the most impactful. In Latin it reads, Veni, Veni, Emmanuel. This monumental phrase would eventually become the first line of the beloved hymn, O come, Emmanuel. An English translation. While working on an anthology of ancient sacred works, Reverend John Mason Neal stumbled upon the Psalterium Cantionum Catholicarum hymnal. The English Anglican priest was also a religious scholar and spent time translating ancient Greek and Latin hymns into English. Of all the texts in the historic hymnal, he chose O Antiphons as his next task. In 1851, he released his first series of translations, which included both a Latin edition and the first known English translation. The English version appeared in the collection Medieval Hymns and Sequences. He continued to tweak his translations over the next 10 years, with a finalized version debuting in 1861 in a renowned and influential collection of works associated with the Church of England, hymns ancient and modern. His original revision caught the eye of composer and chorus director Thomas Helmore. The translated texts were deeply moving and he felt they needed to be set to music. Helmore published a melody for the stanzas titled Veni Emmanuel in honor of the poignant O come, Emmanuel phrase. He briefly addressed the music when he published the song in the book, Hymnal Noted. He attributed the tune to a liturgical book he found in Portugal, but did not list its name. The lack of specifics caused great debate over the coming years, with some even speculating that Helmore wrote the song's melody himself. As Neal's English translation and Helmore's stirring melody gained popularity, a mystery surrounding the origin story of O come, Emmanuel gained traction. It led to a decades-long discussion among clergymen across Europe. A surprising discovery. The long transformation of O come, Emmanuel meant that its beginnings were murky. Religious scholars and priests searched for answers, and in 1966, a musicologist finally found a definitive clue. While conducting research at the Bibliothèque Nationale, a library in France, music scholar and nun Dr. Mary Berry made a surprising discovery. Hidden in the archives of the vast library was a manuscript originally belonging to a group of French nuns associated with the Saint Francis of Assisi religious order. The manuscript dated all the way back to the 15th century, and its pages included religious texts used for various ceremonies. One of those texts included music that mirrored the melody to Helmore's Veni Emmanuel. Dr. Berry's discovery provided a stepping stone connecting the popular Christmas carol to an origin dating all the way back to 15th century France. But the historic manuscript doesn't list a composer, so the beloved hymn still retains a wondrous air of mystery today. A melodic bridge. The song's phrasings, rooted in the ancient tradition of Gregorian chanting, along with its elegant melody, create a beautiful blend that congregations embraced on a worldwide scale. The 1861 inclusion of O Come, Emmanuel in hymns ancient and modern sparked widespread popularity that extended far beyond churches. By the end of the 19th century, over 35 million copies of the book and its various editions had been sold. It was also being used in the majority of churches throughout England. The melodic beauty of O Come, Emmanuel now emanates from churches and living rooms across Europe and America at Christmas time. The comforting hymn acts as a melodic bridge connecting ancient sacred music to contemporary worship while celebrating Christ and the hopeful message of the holiday. Would you like to see other kinds of arts and culture articles? Please email us your story ideas or feedback at features@epictimes.nyc.